Welcome to WGXC 90.7, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the main title from 6 Feet Under, composed by Thomas Newman for the series 6 Feet Under. The series' main title theme was written by composer Tom Newman and won a 2002 Emmy Award for Outstanding Main Title Theme Music and 2 Grammy Awards in 2003 for Best Instrumental Composition and Best Instrumental Arrangement. Music supervision for the entire run of the series was provided by Gary Calamar and Thomas Golubic, who were also credited as producers for the 2 soundtrack albums.
6 Feet Under was an award-winning HBO television series that ran for a remarkable 5 seasons, from 2001 to 2005. The series followed the life adventures, the traumas, and the fleeting joys of the Fishers, a family who ran an independent funeral home in L.A., a family who every day had to confront their own mortality through their intimate interaction with death and its jarring effect. The series was created by writer Alan Ball. He's best known for his screenplay, American Beauty. When we were doing our research for 6 Feet Under this week, I found this on the internet written by M.G. Darwin at cs.com, and he wrote this of Alan Ball. Alan Ball is a man who thinks outside the box, a man who understands that much of human fear, incompletion, longing, and sometimes happiness is tied up with the fact that we all suffer and die. And to what purpose? He understands the difference between people who are bruised by the reality of life and its difficulties, including the death sentence that we live under, and he is gifted at exploring the magnificent array of strategies people use to deal with these harsh realities. The Fishers and the ensemble cast who support them are all on different kinds of journeys to find some kind of balance, peace, and purpose in life.
I love the East, I love the West, and North or South, they're both the best. But I'll only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more, with you there they'd never be a bore, 'cause I love. Life is such a breezy game. Love all kinds of weather, long as we're together. I love to hear you say my name. I like good wine and fine cuisine and candlelight. I like the scene. But baby, if you know what I mean, I love being. Fred Astaire and Brando's eyes, Yul Brynner's hair. But I think to tell you's only fair that I love being here with you. And Cary Grant, oh, Drew Dowdy, his utter charm takes me away. But don't get me wrong, how do you say I love being. Because there's something else, you know. They know how to say it, they know how to play it, they wind it up and let it go. I love the thrill of New York shows. I'd love to kiss Durante's nose. But I'd like to say before I close that I
that was I Love Being Here With You, sung by Peggy Lee from the Season 1 soundtrack to 6 Feet Under. Peggy Lee wrote the lyrics for this song with William Schluger, and it was first released on the 1961 album Basin Street Proudly Presents Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee, as most of you know, was an American jazz and popular singer, songwriter, composer, and actress in a career that spanned 6 decades. She wrote music for films, acted, and created conceptual record albums encompassing poetry, jazz, chamber, pop, and art songs.
I've seen the demons, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I lay upon the ground. I seen the people, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I gave the run around. I reached for feelings, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I lay upon the ground. So miles and miles.
The track you just heard is entitled Squares from the British group The Beta Band. The band was formed in 1996. The Beta Band were critically acclaimed and they actually achieved a cult status. Their style is described as being a blend of folk, electronic, rock, trip hop, and experimental jamming.
Didn't you miss us while we weren't here the last few months on The Score? We're back. We're back live in the studio. We're sharing a mic. And life isn't so crazy because we were filming. We were up here filming, which was insane. But trip hop, which Margo was just describing as part of that beta band sound, is a genre of electronic music that originated in the early 1990s in the United Kingdom, especially in Bristol. Deriving from the post-acid house, the term was first used by the British music media and press as a way to describe the more experimental variant of breakbeat, which contained influences of soul, funk, and jazz. The beta band dismantled in 2004, but lucky for us, The Squares, the song you just heard, was released in 2002.
Oh,
You just heard Inspiration Information by Shuggy Otis. Inspiration Information is the third album by Shuggy Otis. It was released in 1974 on Epic Records and considered a cult classic. Inspiration Information was Otis's debut project as an adult and as a producer. He had already had two previous solo albums done that were backed by his father, the famous R&B pioneer Johnny Otis, when he was a teenager.
Shuggy's relationship with Epic came under heavy scrutiny because he took 3 years to finish Inspiration and fulfill his contract to Epic. The album was his final release on the Epic label. Inspiration was eventually reissued on a CD by Talking Heads frontman David Burns on the independent label Luwaka Bop Records.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Spooky by Classic Four. Now, this is not going to surprise those of you that were listening carefully and heard that amazing saxophone part. Spooky was originally an instrumental song performed by the saxophonist Michael Sharp, also known as Michael Shapiro. It was written by Shapiro and Henry Middlebrooks Jr. And when it was an instrumental, it actually charted in 67, number 57 on the U.S. pop charts. The version we just heard is the best-known version, and that was created by the Classics Four when the guitarist James Cobb and producer Buddy Bewey added lyrics to the songs. In 1968, the vocal version of the song reached number 3 in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 46 in the U.K.
We have another track, which is Mis Dos Pequeñas by Orlando Caquero Lopez, coming up off the 6 Feet Under soundtrack here. And Margo and I are going to play that for you right now. So enjoy. Just heard Mis Dos Pequeñas by Orlando Caquero Lopez. Born in Havana on February 2, 1933, Orlando Caquero Lopez first became involved in music when he was only 9 years old. His early desire was to play the violin, but his grandfather, Pedro, insisted he take up the double bass, as there had been a long tradition of bassists in the Lopez family. Legend has it that there were over 30 bassists in its lineage, a trend that they did not want to stop. By the time he was 17, he replaced his uncle as the bassist with Arcano y Sus Maravillas, a band that had been around since before Orlando was born. In the 1950s, Orlando helped create the Descarga style of music that is a mix between jazz-styled improvisation with Afro-Cuban rhythms. In 96, Lopez was hired by Juan de Marcos Gonzalez for his Afro-Cuban All-Stars and became signed to the World Circuit and became a member of the resulting Buena Vista Social Club, appearing in Wim Wenders' documentary, Buena Vista Social Club.
Thank you. life important?
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 in this month's edition of The Score, where Lisa Thomas and myself, Margot Pelletier, are very happy to be back with you after a four-month leave of absence, where we actually geared up and went into production for our own feature musical, Thirsty. That amazing tune that you just heard was Ray and Christian's remix of the theme song from 6 Feet Under, composed by Thomas Newman. Born in Los Angeles, California, Thomas Newman was the youngest son of Martha Louise. Also, her name is Martha Montgomery, and composer Alfred Newman. He is a member of the film scoring dynasty in Hollywood that unbelievably includes his father, his brother David Newman, his sister Maria Newman, his uncles Lionel Newman and Emil Newman, his cousin Randy Newman, who we also know as a singer and songwriter, and his nephew Joey Newman. Newman studied composition and orchestration for 2 years at the University of Southern California before he moved on to Yale University. That's where he got his graduate, his Bachelor of Arts in 77 and a Master's of Music in 78. In Yale, Newman met composer Stephen Sondheim and became He became sort of a student of his. That was his early mentor.
Stephen Sondheim. And so Lionel Newman, as music director for 20th Century Fox, gave Thomas his first scoring assignment on a 1979 episode of the series The Paper Chase, for those of you who remember that. In 1983, John Williams invited Newman to work on Star Wars Episode VI, Return of the Jedi, orchestrating the scene where Darth Vader dies. Afterwards, producer Scott Rudin invited him to compose the score for Reckless, a film from 1984. And then in 92, Newman composed the score to Martin Brest's film Scent of a Woman, and the list goes on and on and on.
Then, eventually, Newman composed the score to Sam Mendes's first feature film, American Beauty, and that film was written by Alan Ball. That was the first collaboration with Mendes, and he would go on to score all of that director's subsequent films, except for Away We Go. This is, no doubt, how he came to work with Alan Ball, and luckily for us, how he came to write the haunting and memorable theme song for 6 Feet Under.
We have another track that we would like to play from the fifth season of 6 Feet Under for you now by none other than the High Priestess of Soul herself, Miss Nina Simone.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea. You know how I feel. River running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on the tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Drive
dragonfly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Feeling Good and Sounding Good, Nina Simone. Feeling Good was written by English singer-songwriter Anthony Lulli and Leslie Percuse for the 1964 musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. It was in this musical that Nina Simone first sang the song on the UK tour a year before the 1965 Broadway premiere.
Nina Simone, as most people know, was an American singer, songwriter, pianist, arranger, and civil rights activist. She was born the sixth child of a preacher family in North Carolina. Simone aspired to be a concert pianist, and despite a very well-received audition to the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, Simone was denied scholarship because she was black. Playing piano and singing in a small club in Philly, she was approached for a recording by Bethlehem Records, and over the length of her career, Simone recorded more than 40 albums.
He said, I'm gonna buy this place and burn it down. I'm gonna put it 6 feet underground. He said, I'm gonna buy this place and watch it fall. Stand here beside me, baby, in the crumbling walls. Oh, I'm gonna buy this place and start a fire. Stand here until I feel all your heart's desire. 'Cause I'm gonna buy this place and see it burn and do back the things it did to you in return.
Thank you.
this place and see it go. Stand here beside me, baby, watch the orange glow. Some will laugh, some just sit and cry. But you just sit down there and you wonder why. So I'm gonna buy a gun and start a war. If you can tell me something worth fighting for, and I'm gonna buy this place is what I
Rush of Blood by the British rock band Coldplay.
After the success of their first album, which you may all know, called Parachutes, Coldplay returned to the studio in 2001 to begin work on their second album, the one we just heard from, A Rush of Blood to the Head, following, in their own words, a strange period of not really knowing what they were doing. However, after a slow start, the band wrote more than 20 songs for the new album after relocating themselves to Liverpool.
Warm me up.
That was Breathe Me, a 2004 single by the Australian singer Sia Furler. It is featured on her album Color the Small One. Furler was born in Adelaide, South Australia in 1975. And for those of you who remember how the series 6 Feet Under ended, it actually ended playing this song. Now, there's really an odd story about Sia, how she became a singer. Apparently, she discovered her voice in a karaoke bar when she was in Italy, taking a break from college. In an interview with GigWise magazine, Sia said, "I got up and sang at this karaoke bar, and I didn't like any of the songs that they had in line, so I just got them and the people at the bar to clap their hands, and I sang along the song Lean On Me by Bill Withers. Because of her unique singing voice, a local DJ at that karaoke bar, who just happened to be there, offered Furler the chance to record a song, and the rest is history." Now, how weird is that?
We have another track coming up for you now by Irma Thomas.
That was Time Is On My Side, sung by Irma Thomas, music from the HBO series 6 Feet Under, Volume 2, Everything Ends soundtrack. This is Time On My Side was written by Jerry Ragovy under the pseudonym of Norman Mead. It was first recorded by the jazz trombonist Kai Winding and his orchestra in 1963. Then it was covered with additional lyrics by Jimmy Norman, by both the soul singer Irma Thomas, who you just heard, and also the Rolling Stones.
In early 64, Irma Thomas recorded a gospel-influenced cover of that song as a B-side for her single, Anyone Who Knows What Love Is. The songwriter, Jimmy Norman, was enlisted then by arranger H.B. Barman to create more lyrics for the song, which at the time only consisted of my favorite two pieces of philosophy of the song, "Time is on my side" and "You'll come running back." Anyway, Norman managed to finish the lyrics just moments before Irma Thomas entered the studio to record it.
I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch.
"I'm a Lonely Petunia in an Onion Patch," which was sung in an episode Within 6 Feet Under by the character Ruth Fisher, the mother within the primary family, to her granddaughter to cheer her up. The song was written by Maury Hartman, Billy Faber, and Johnny Kimono. Here it is sung by Imogene Jennifer Heap, an English singer-songwriter and composer. She is known for her work as part of the musical duo Frou Frou and her solo albums, which she writes, produces, and mixes herself. We have one last track coming up for you to close out the show, but as always, we have some parting words from Margot, so tell us what's on your mind today, Margot.
In the end, 6 Feet Under is not really about death, but about coexisting with death's looming presence. After all, one of the most potent things about the television series was its reach for honesty. And what do we really know about death that we can honestly articulate? We know that increasingly we want someday to face our own death with grace. We know that in the time we are able to breathe, we want less and less to feel like we are perhaps 6 feet under our own potential to really live. Until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors,